When we think about Mary and Jesus, we often think about good stuff or even sort of a comic book style of life. You know how it begins and ends because it's in sacred scripture. Sometimes you have to read between the lines and take every day as it comes. Imagine 30 years old, her son Jesus is preaching, and right away people say they're impressed by him. And right away people get jealous and want to kill him. And before you kill someone, you try to depersonalize them and discredit them. 30 years old, doesn't live at home, doesn't really have a job, some kind of itinerant preacher, hangs out with a lot of sinful people who live on the margins. He can't be too good. Now, I'm not saying he's bad, but people are talking. And the same about Mary. What kind of son did she raise? Some kind of crazy guy preaching? And the funny thing is that Jesus, in his teachings, promises us exactly the same. As they persecuted me, so will they persecute you. As they listen to my word, so they will listen to you. For the good Christian, when she or he tries to live a good life, it's a program and a sermon that says the good life is possible, which goes against the philosophy of many people that have given up on humanity and say, oh, it's impossible to be good. At least I'm not a hypocrite about it. I have given up completely. Those are the kind of people who are convinced it's impossible, and those were the ones, even when Jesus was at the cross, laughed at Mary and said, see, I knew her son was a loser. Where are his apostles? Oh, they ran away. 3 years he taught them. What a loser. What a criminal. You know what they say, only murderers get crucified. The reason I do this, because on such a good holy day, as the Dormition, when Our Lady goes into heaven, we have to remind ourselves that in the scripture, nobody who follows Jesus is exempt from suffering, because Jesus doesn't promise a painless life where everyone will love you. In fact, he promises the exact opposite. If you lead a good life and you sincerely try to be good, you become a contradiction for those people who would rather see you fail so that they can justify their own behavior. And of course, in psychology, we call this projection. If you steal, you think everyone steals. If you lead a bad life, you think everyone leads a bad life. So when we celebrate this beautiful feast day of Our Lady's Dormition, let's not forget her life was difficult, her son's life was difficult, and our life was difficult. But just because your life is difficult doesn't mean it can't be beautiful. Slava Isusu Hristu!